guys, welcome to the Finding Myself podcast with Ella, and today I'm going to do something different. I am going to do a story time on my clumsy travel experience to Ghana, and I hope you guys like it because it's new. Like I'm trying something new, so yeah, I hope you guys like it. Anyways, let's get into it. So honestly, I feel like traveling is not for weak and disorganized people, and I am so disorganized. Like, I wouldn't say I'm disorganized, but when it comes to things like that, I just don't like to think too much about it because it gives me anxiety, and I feel like that's the reason why, like, I made a lot of mistakes. So, anyways, I booked my ticket in January, I think I got my ticket in January, but then for some strange reason I never checked the day I was traveling, the number of layovers I had, or the number of hours I had to for my layovers. Like, I never really checked, and like I just never knew. Like, if anyone was to ask me, I'll go like, I'll check, but I never really checked till like 2 days before I traveled, two days before my flight I checked, and I realized that I had an entire day for a layover in Toronto. And it was crazy because if I had checked months ago, as my friend AJ was bothering me about, if I had done that check, I would have probably been able to avoid that mistake. I would have been able to reschedule my flights. I'll be able to change the time or whatever. But like, now it's like 2 days and obviously I can't make any changes. Cool. On my way to Toronto, I think my parents are home. But anyways, on my way to Toronto, my friend was like, "Oh, Ella, book a place, like get a place." And I was like, "No, you know, when I get to Toronto, I'll figure that out." I get to Toronto, and literally no hotels available. And here's the key, is that I don't know where I'm at to like figure anything out. Like, I really haven't been to Toronto before, so like I'm just like confused, and I'm like, you know what, no, I just stay in the airport. So I spent an entire day in the airport, and the time for my flight gets closer, and I've already checked in, whatever. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Anyways, I've already checked in, done all of that, and what even happened? I think I showed my ticket to someone, and then the person was like, "Oh, you're in the wrong airport." I'm like, "What?" They were like, "Yeah, you're in the wrong airport." I'm like, "I literally spent an entire day in the wrong airport." So I had to like quickly get an Uber and go to the airport that I was supposed to go to. I get to that airport and it looks empty. It looks like there's no one there. And then the driver also seems to not know where he is. And I'm like, so we sat in the car for 30 minutes trying to figure out if that was the place. I was calling people. I was trying to get them, like, the place to call them at least. No one was answering. But then eventually I was like, you know what, fuck it. Like, let me just go inside and see what's going on. I get inside and it's actually the airport. And I get there and there's no one there. But then eventually someone comes and the person takes my ticket, takes my passport, whatever. And then we realized that the name on the ticket was spelled wrongly. I spelled my name wrongly on my ticket. And at that point, I didn't even know how to feel because I was tired because I spent an entire day in Toronto, a week, like wide awake. And it's like, bro, like, I don't even know how to feel about this. But then the lady was nice to me, so like she made me go through. And apparently there was something I was supposed to fill 3 days before traveling, and I didn't know about that till the lady showed it to me. Gosh. So like my entire flight I was just exhausted and I was just like pissed at myself. But then anytime I thought about it, I just couldn't stop laughing because like, what the hell. But then eventually I get to Ghana. I was so excited. I was just tired. I just wanted to sleep, take a shower, like do all of that. And I get to like, I don't know who I got to. I got to this lady, and then the lady was like, I need something to get for her to allow me to like go through. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I don't remember what she said, but she said I need it. And I was so confused. I was like, can I get her phone to call my dad? Because I've never, like, when I was going to Canada, like, no one asked for that. How come, like, I'm coming to Ghana and I'm being asked for this document? So I wanted to call my dad. And Leo was like, nah, she doesn't have a number, whatever. And then I was like, I was so confused. And she's like, oh, Abi, I'm like your sister. So you just give me something. No, take your passport and slip something in for me. Like, I'm your sister. And I was like, okay, sure. So I put like $25 inside and I gave it to her. And she took it and she was like, oh, you know what, you can go through, don't ask you any questions. I've already made the changes on the computer. I was like, okay, cool. I literally took like 10 steps away from this lady and someone announced that that document isn't needed, it's not required, it's not a requirement, you're not supposed to even have that document, it doesn't matter if you have it. And in my head I was like, bro, this lady just took my money. And I didn't want any drama, like I didn't want any stress or any, I think I was just tired, so I just didn't even care at that point. I just wanted to go home. And I ended up spending like an hour waiting for my bag. It was very stressful, I won't lie. Like, it was a long, stressful, like, flight. Like, the flight was long. The whole entire process was stressful. And it's like, I feel like I brought this upon myself and I could have avoided all of this. But then, like, yeah, I kind of, like, did it to myself. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. If you like this episode, let me know. You can text me. Give me recommendations of what you would like me to do, improvements, whatever. Thank you guys. I love you so much. Bye. Mwah.